Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday received the first ever Philip Kotler Presidential Award for his outstanding leadership. According to the award citation, Prime Minister Modi was selected for his selfless service of India, combined with his tireless energy that has resulted in extraordinary economic, social, and technological advances in the country. Now, this has taken a political row as well, where the leader of opposition, Rahul Gandhi, has questioned the award's credentials. On a tweet, Gandhi congratulated Modi, saying that the award was so famous that it has no jury. To which Union Minister Smriti Irani lashed out, saying that unlike Prime Minister Modi, members of the Gandhi family gave India's top honour to themselves. Now, amid all these political rifts and opposition jibes over Prime Minister receiving the first ever award, Philip Kotler, in an email conversation with India Today, said that, and I quote, "Absolutely, I endorsed the award. No Indian or outsider ever came to us. No one knew that we were contemplating an award to be given to some major public leader." On the other hand, a congratulatory tweet was made from his Twitter handle saying, and I quote, "I congratulate Prime Minister Narendra Modi for being conferred the first ever Philip Kotler Presidential Award. He has been selected for his outstanding leadership and selfless service towards India, combined with his tireless energy." This again poses a lot of questions for the simple reason that his account is not verified. The award was handed over by Dr. Jagdish Seth, as Mr. Kotler could not travel to India, and that has also raised a lot of questions too. A little reflection on this causes one to think that if Kotler himself selected Modi, why does the award citation not say so? Why does it not mention WMS, India or the global? And why did his local representative, Mr. Siddiqui, not say so, but say instead that it was a very confidential award? Anyway, moving forward, this award citation also states that under Modi's leadership, India is now identified as the center of innovation and value-added manufacturing, which speaks about our very own Make in India program. How? According to World Bank website, India ranks 77th in ease of doing business and 137th in starting a business, which is way behind countries like Uzbekistan, Jamaica, Peru, Vietnam, Mongolia. And yet our Prime Minister surprised the world with such an award under whose leadership India is known as a global hub for professional services such as information technology, accounting and finance. We at HW News have spoken to Gautam Mahajan, president of Customer Value Foundation India, who is said to be one of the members of the judging committee. He told to HW News that he was never involved in any judging committee and he has doubts on its credibilities as well. Let us hear.
I was not involved in any deliberations or invited to any deliberations. I have no views. I don't know how he was awarded and how it was done. I have no idea.
So who is Philip Kotler? Philip Kotler, who is also known as the father of modern marketing, is a professor of marketing at Kellogg School of Management. He is also a world-renowned author of over 70 marketing books. He was the first person to receive Leader of Marketing Thought Award from the American Marketing Association and has received around 22 honorary degrees in his illustrious career. This first ever Philip Kotler Presidential Award was by the WMS India, whose event was co-sponsored by GAIL, Baba Ramdev's own Patanjali group, Republic India, which everybody knows is co-owned by BJP MP Rajiv Chandrasekhar and a number of other companies as well.
When we talk about an award which is given to a public personality, a leader occupying the highest post in the country, we are talking about the Prime Minister of India, then that award and the organization that gave the award must be such as are able to meet the highest standards of public scrutiny and transparency. An award given to such a leader in a public function cannot be termed as a confidential award in order to thwart any further questioning, as we saw in the case of the Philip Kotler Award, because when the organizers were questioned about themselves, the jury that gave the award and the purpose of the award, after a point, the answer was, it's a very confidential award. We wonder why a confidential award was given in a public function and became a matter of public joy for the Bharatiya Janata Party. The Philip Kotler Award, which was given to the Prime Minister, has been given by an organization which was formed just in 2017. It has no antecedents. The so-called jury which gave the award, they say that they have never met to even discuss the giving of the award, which is what comes from the news reports. And that raises a question mark on the very credibility of the award, the reason for giving the award, and whether the award was really meant for the purpose for which it is claimed to be given. Because the World Marketing Summit, under which the award was given, is meant to give awards for excellence in advertising and marketing, which really doesn't apply to the Prime Minister of India. And then, who were the sponsors of this entire event? The sponsors were ONGC and Gas Authority India Limited, which are government organizations. Probably they have no choice but to be the organizers. Patanjali, Vitifeed and Republic TV, all organizations known to be very close to the ruling dispensation. The very fact that Philip Kotler did tweet some kind of a congratulatory message, and that too a bit late, and he was not even able to come and give the award himself, further only deepens the entire purpose, mystery of the award, and as we said, the very credibility of it.
Like we said earlier, the WMS 2018 India has no mention of this first ever presidential award or their website or its parent group, WMS Group, or anywhere else except the news that we get to read in Indian media. Also, there is no press release from the government that mentions about the jury members nor any exact organizations behind this new award, which therefore brings down to this conclusion that this entire first ever presidential award is a big question of debate, whether it has really meant to be given to Narendra Modi. So one wonders why the Bharatiya Janata Party or the Bhakts are celebrating at this not so credible award. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.